And now a word from contributor and musician David was about a new very high-tech guitar.
The digital revolution has stirred up quite a bit of controversy in the music world, where you'll still find passionate devotees of old analog gear who insist that magnetic tape and ribbon microphones do a better job at capturing voices and violins than sound cards and hard discs. Analog purists never liked digital synthesizers either, despite their uncanny ability to imitate the waveforms of trumpets and tubas and kettle drums. Well, now the Luddites have a new enemy of the state to vilify: the Variax acoustic 700 guitar made by a company called Line 6, which for years now has been briskly selling digital modeling amplifiers that mimic the sonic characteristics of venerable guitar amps. Flip a switch and your gnarly Marshall stack becomes an intimate and crisp Fender amp, and with no heavy lifting. The Variax guitars go even further and have the digital hardware inside the body itself. And indeed, all it takes is a twist of a knob to go from a 6-string Martin to a 12-string Guild or even a Gibson banjo. How, pray tell? Designers of the instrument placed two mics in front of an assortment of stringed instruments and then, quote, processed the signals through software algorithms that captured the physical properties of the guitars that we've modeled. In all, you get 16 guitars for the price of one good one, just north of $1,000. For the gigging musician, this could be an excellent investment, especially if your set list calls for the sound of a nylon string classical guitar on one song and an electric sitar on another. Not only that, but if you push the button instead of twist it, the Variax can deliver alternate tunings or play in a different octave, all without boring the audience to tears as you sit and retune your strings. Some of the sounds are better than others, and the differences between several of the models are difficult to discern. But given a bit of tweaking with a series of sliders that simulate mic placement and compression, the Variax becomes the Rich Little of the guitar world and does convincing impressions of instruments that might set you back $20,000 if you had to buy them all separately. Now, if I could just insert a Jimi Hendrix microchip in my brain, I'd be good to go.
The guitar is called the Variax. Our reviewer is David Was. Thanks also to songwriter John Keller for additional guitar licks. Our program is produced by Chip Grabo and edited by Neil Carruth. The director is Shireen Meraji. The production staff includes Steve Prophet, Catherine Fox, Rob Sachs, Sky Rode, Jacob Conrad, Nihar Patel, Jeremy Hobson, and Desmond Ortega. The editors are John Buckley, Martha Little, Alicia Montgomery, and Slate's June Thomas. The technical director is Leo de Lagula, with engineer Carlos Asensio. The executive producer of Day to Day is Jeff Rogers. Our theme music was composed by Greg Smith. Day to Day is a production of NPR News with contributions from Slate.com. I'm Madeline Brand.